Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Russia's President-elect Dmitry Medvedev warned NATO not to grant membership to Ukraine or Georgia, or the region could be destabilized. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says Russia's response only confirms the world's suspicions that the Kremlin's moving away from democracy. He's concerned about other announcements that will affect Christians.
They're already openly talking about liquidating about 500 NGOs this year. Many of those are Christian, not all of those 500, but many are.
Expatriate Christian workers could be forced to leave Russia, or their visas will be allowed to expire. Next, although the practice of apartheid ended in South Africa years ago, the shadow of it remains. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're planning to help with an elementary school in Soweto near Johannesburg. They'll be sending in a construction team this fall, which will further build into the Christian witness of the school, uniting the community.
It's a small taste what the kingdom can be like when brothers and sisters in Christ can come together and do something for the next leadership generation. It has a lot of symbolism as well as the literal brick-and-mortar aspects of it.
And usually wrong answers mean a student hasn't learned the subject matter. However, New Tribes Mission missionaries learned this week that the Dinangat tribe of Papua New Guinea gives wrong answers just to keep them on their toes. After a bit of frustration, they learned that playing devil's advocate is the tribe's way of keeping a teacher passionate about their teaching. With a cultural gap bridged, pray that the tribe's desire to learn more about God continues. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.